I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars. Because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
What's upset you now?
I mean, I wish I was better at, like, some of them. I'll go through the notes in my phone sometimes, and I'm like, you've got to write what that is. Like, I've got, so I've just going through there, I've got, like, Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. What is that? Is
if
that
you
a
don't
film?
Know what that is.
I'm guessing it's a film recommendation from someone, but I don't know.
What's the second one? Lightfoot.
Thunderbolt and Lightfoot.
Thunderbolt. No, it's Bolt is a Disney film with the dog.
Ashen, I'm low. That might be a song, actually.
I'm low. It wasn't just you telling yourself how you're feeling.
No. Do you ever put notes in your thing to remind yourself of things that you're never going to do again?
Well, I'm going through the notes now, and I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
I mean, I've started to put, like, gigs in there, and I'm like, do not do this gig again.
Well, yes, very much, yeah.
This has been bad the last 10 times you've done it. Enough now.
I'm going through my notes. It's mental.
I tell myself off sometimes. I'm like, this week, you have to do that thing.
No peer Bengali.
That sounds like a meal.
No, not pear. No peer Bengali. What the fuck did that mean?
I mean, what? It might be a film. Could be like a Bollywood film.
It is one. Hot drink. Why is that a note?
This is a brilliant... But Paul, I can't help... That is written in my phone. I have opened notes.
Someone has come over to you asking you to do something and you've pretended to be deaf and mute and you've typed that out on your phone. I can imagine you doing that. They come over going, sorry, someone's just been hit by a car. And you're like, oh, fuck this. Then you type that out, I can't help my phone, shown it to them and run away.
I just... Top of your tongue.
Right.
I probably meant tip, didn't I?
I would have thought so, yeah. I mean, that I can well believe you you getting a... Oh, it's on the top of my tongue.
Yeah, I've definitely got that. I'm always getting that wrong. There's actually a word for people that get phrases wrong.
Is there? I bet you don't even get that right.
Well, I don't know what it is. Have you got more? Come on, there must be more often, notes.
Let's have a look through. I mean, people often say that, don't they? They're sort of like, no, there's probably a German word for that. That thing.
Oh, yes.
When you want an extra 10 minutes in bed, there's probably a German word for it. Right, let's
biscuits.
Have a look.
You need biscuits. When your dreams are dead, you turn to biscuits.
Whiteboard plan.
Did you fucking hear what I just said?
What's that?
Biscuits. You need biscuits. When your dreams are dead, you turn to biscuits.
Bloody hell.
Was I trying to write a song? What did you say? Something about whiteboard.
Whiteboard plan. It's amazing that buffets are back.
I don't dislike him when he's there.
Right.
What the fuck? CGI T-Rex. What is this?
Phil R.
What?
Phil R. Spinach.
Just say spinach.
Wardrobe. bed drawer, bedroom drawer.
Fluid. The world has become a festival of hopes and dreams, like being a breast man or arse man, head man or stomach man.
What are you on about? The ramblings of a madman. Say that one again.
I'm scrolled down. Where is it? Fluid. The world has become a festival of hopes and dreams, like being a breast man or arse man, head man or stomach man.
Jesus Christ. What on earth are you talking about?
I just do not know.
Are you good at, like, jotting things down, though?
Do I sound like I'm good at jotting things down?
Oh, no. I've got really bad at putting things in my diary. That's something I definitely need to improve on.
People voted for me not to be able to get my AIDS in Orange.
That's got to be a Trump thing, hasn't it?
I just don't know.
Or Oompa Loompas.
This is funny. This is. Why I love this. I don't know what it means. I don't know why I've said it, but I like it. All it says is, imagine being late to the fucking moon. Why have I sworn? Why have I sworn in that?
I think the swearing implies that at that time you really believed in that.
Imagine being late to the fucking...
I reckon that might be in reference to you being late. No.
What?
Well, I don't know, like... Have you been late somewhere and then someone said you'll be late to the moon?
Well, do you know what I was thinking? I reckon it was, if I know myself and I'm trying to work that out, that being late, it was like one day, if technology and man does move forward, someone one day will be late to the moon.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I'm late. Yeah, no, I had to. The spaceship was...
Maybe you've been on a train that was delayed or something.
And it'll be like a drive. It'll be like that thing where the state of this country is in now, where they go, "Oh, sorry, they didn't have an astronaut for the fucking rocket."
That'd be quite funny.
So, what are you saying? What's the problem? You just wish that you were.
Sometimes I'll just look at my notes and think, like, why don't you just write a more thorough note?
I know.
It's sort of like rather than just like, I'll just put that. Someone say, "Have you seen this film?" And you go, "Yeah." And then you write it down and you're like, "What is that? Is that a film? Is that an album? Is that a..." What is this?
Yeah. No idea. I don't... I think I know the answer to this question, but... Well, I do, I think. This whole organised thing.
How do you mean?
Just like... Okay, I can't work this out myself. It's like being trapped in some sort of nightmare, right? I am late. I can't help being late. But the thing is... Like, nothing happened for me to be late, and I tried to be on time. How is that happening?
Yeah, it's my time sleeping is awful.
I'm running late, but I don't know how I'm running late. I left myself 2 hours. How has this happened? It's not even like, I can't blame the train.
Some people, they like get to the airport like 3 hours before their flight, and then they go, right, we're going to have a nice meal. We're going to sort of just kind of...
Actually, that's the one. I'm that guy.
You are?
Yeah. The airport, different story. But in life, my number one, this is what I normally turn up and say. I turn up and I go, sorry, I'm late. No excuse.
Right. Well, that makes it all okay.
Well, just some honesty, some transparency. I don't know what happened. I'm sorry. I've got no excuse. It is me, but I don't know why it's me.
Yes. I'm sorry I'm late. I don't know why.
That's quite a good T-shirt. It's me, but I don't know why it's me.
I'm going to have to disagree with you there. That is a shit T-shirt. If I saw someone wearing that T-shirt, I'd go, that's a shit T-shirt.
It's me.
I'm with stupid. I might start wearing an I'm with stupid T-shirt next time I meet you, actually.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
I love those. So when you go to sort of like, when we were in Gran Canaria, we went down to the sort of like tacky bit, the resort. The, you know, the t-shirts that you get there. It's a fucking desert. Tenerife's where they filmed a lot of Star Wars, isn't it?
What?
Yeah. All of the fan scenes are all filmed in Tenerife, I think.
That's Tunisia.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
That okay, well, you want to be sure. Are you going to Google that, Mikey? Because
I'm going to Google it.
Pretty stupid if that is not right.
My friends went there, that's why. Yes, all Star Wars, Tunisia.
All those aliens in the bar, that's just people that have been in Tenerife for too long.
Luton and Weatherspoons. Star Wars. I'm going to see if Tenerife is... Tenerife. Yep. Oh, Tenerife was never... unfortunately, in this case, Tenerife was never confirmed as a location. So what's happened there is I've said, you're going to look pretty stupid if Tunisia is not the location. And what has actually happened is I am the one that's ended up looking like a dick here.
It's Tunisia.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there we are.
Well, look, I...
dining out on that little fact for years. all the time I've been wrong. There's probably people telling other people as a result of my ignorance as we speak.
But what?
In Tenerife. There's a Tenerife Star Wars tour. We come and see the exact location where none of Star Wars was filmed. You do those, don't they? In LA, you can go on like a tour of where stars live. A bit of an invasion of privacy, isn't it?
Is that what? And you just drive past and you go, that's Jack Nicholson's house.
Yeah.
That is really odd. It's really odd.
You've been
really
on a Beatles one, but I mean, that's a bit different, isn't it?
Well, they're not there.
Well, they're not there, no. Although they were, weren't they? When Paul McCartney went back to film the James Corden. Have I spoken about this before?
I don't remember.
Karaoke, and he went back and did the gig in Liverpool, and he went back to his old house. And at the time he went back to his old house, there was a tour on. I did the tour after that and spoke to the guy who runs the tour. It was actually Holly Johnson's brother. Holly Johnson being the singer of Frankie Goes to Hollywood, which he mentions as sort of when you take the tour. But and I said, oh, yeah, anyway, he was taking the tour. So they turned up and it was just loads of Japanese tourists. They turn up at Paul McCartney's house and Paul McCartney's there.
Fucking hell.
Is he here every time? Like, yeah. Part of the tour, £15. Get to meet actual Paul McCartney at his house.
Is there anyone that you could meet where you would... No, you wouldn't know. Do you think there's anyone you could meet and you'd cry?
Probably Paul McCartney would be one of those people, yeah. It'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
That's pretty cool.
Someone was saying that he has a joke that he tells, a bad joke. I can't remember who was telling me this. I mean, this might be file under Star Wars Tenerife.
Was this in Tenerife? The story's set in Tenerife. But Magaluf. Like, Paul McCartney was actually in Magaluf.
He's so famous and he's so sort of, you know, people are just always like yes men around him. So he has a bad joke that he tells when he's testing the water with a new person not on the firm. And if they laugh, he knows that they'll just laugh at anything he says.
I want to give him a standing ovation.
For that.
That is, I love that. That's fucking brilliant.
I don't know how true it is. I'm starting to doubt everything that I've ever known and thought up to this point now.
Are you late? Are you a late guy? You're always late, aren't you? I think I'm always... if I go to meet you, I'm always there first.
I've got better.
How?
Just by realising that it's bad form.
It took you fucking 48 years to realise turning up late was bad form. Fucking yeah. Hell.
I'm a slow learner.
What? Why are you late?
That's all right, though. It's never too late to do the right thing.
When are you late? Why are you late?
I don't know. Yeah, same thing. Just faffing around at home, changing my outfit.
I say I don't know. Will you be able to relate to this? I misjudge how long things take. So
yes,
I think
definitely.
A shower. I go, I'll just have a shower. I think clothes off, waiting for the water to heat up, getting in the shower, getting dressed again and leaving the house is 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's actually like 20 minutes.
I've never thought it was... it's more than 20 minutes, I think.
Well, I'm probably...
take me 10 minutes to have a shower. And then you go like, fucking hell, what happened to the... Yeah.
I'm probably not as scrupulous as you when it comes to washing. I just kind of stand there.
More thorough clean.
I think you're definitely more thorough clean. You're a deep clean. I'm just a bit of a car wash. Don't go. Now, people are always saying to me, I wish it was longer.
Yes, it's been said to me before as well, but we're not here for that. If you would like more of this, if you want to hear more What's Upset You Now, we do a Patreon. We do an exclusive one-hour episode each and every Monday morning.
Oh, my God.
For as little as £3 a month, you can get a feature-length episode. You get access. You get early access to the guest episodes, which... Yeah, the ad-free episodes. You will also be the first person to hear about live events. It's a great way to support the pod, and it costs pennies a week.
Nothing. It costs nothing.